Chad, going back to Sunday's game, just curious what the teaching point is for Brandon Tate on that first quarter penalty that called back the big run.
Yeah, well, one of the things we do, obviously, after the game is go back and correct the mistakes that were committed in the game. You know, and it's a responsibility of all our players, especially at the wide receiver position, to align correctly. He was not aligned correctly, and it's something that we corrected, and we're moving on.
Chad, I'm wondering what the thinking was offensively, or if it's just the way plays developed, where Randy was targeted 10 times in the game, and later in the game, a couple balls went his way where there were interceptions, and I guess on the other side, West didn't catch a pass in the second half. Was that by design, or was that something that just kind of happened naturally?
Yeah, it's during the course of the game, it's our job to make sure that our players are in position to make plays. That's what we do during game plan week. We continue to carry on our game plan during the game and try to execute that. And, you know, at all times, our players know that they got to be ready for the opportunity when the ball is thrown to them, and that's what we ask them to do, and we put them in position, and if they have the opportunity to make the play, then we'll do so.
I guess more to the point, was there a reason why West didn't see the ball as much in the second half, and was it at all related to his injury or to the hit he took from Eric Smith?
No, as far as, you know, West went back into the game after his injury and played fine. He gave great effort and played at the level that we expect him to play, and that's it on that.
With Edelman coming back into the lineup now, there's a whole bunch of receivers who have experience, and it seems a lot of targets. How do you manage who plays where? I mean, does each guy learn one spot may change from one game to another, who's featured or who isn't? You know, how do you manage these kind of varied receivers?
Yeah, well, we're very fortunate to have the offensive players that we do. And the minute they come in and start in training camp, they're asked to learn multiple positions, especially at the receiver position specifically. So Julian is responsible for learning all positions. So it's something that is beneficial to us to have a player that we can utilize at several different spots, along with the other receivers, Brandon Tate and Wes Welker and Randy Moss. They're asked to learn multiple spots, so at any time we can line them up anywhere and utilize their abilities at those specific spots.
Chad, as the receivers coach, how would you describe your role on game day?
You know, on game day, just as all the other coaches on staff do, we're responsible for making sure our players know what's to come as far as the next series, making sure they're aware of their responsibilities on the next series and making any in-game adjustments that may occur. But the in-game adjustments is something that we actually, you know, start on during the week. I mean, it's something that's ongoing. It's something that just doesn't happen during the game. So I think it's just our responsibility as a coach to make sure that they know what's next. If there's any changes to what is going to be called, that they're aware of that.
And this is more of a background question, Chad. How did you end up here in terms of your connection to Bill Belichick? Did you have any ties to the organization before you got hired here?
I didn't have any ties to the organization.
How'd they find you?
That's a question you got to ask somebody else. I don't know that. I was contacted and went through the interview process just like any other candidate goes through as a candidate for a job, and I don't know how they found me.
Hey, Chad, during camp some, I'm not sure if he still does it, but Aaron Hernandez spent some time doing drills with the receivers. What's been your read on him? I mean, obviously he's called a tight end, but in some ways does he kind of remind you of some of the receivers you have with the way he moves and catches and all that?
Yeah, Aaron's got a tremendous amount of ability. He's very talented, especially as a pass receiver. And, you know, we're excited to watch him. He's really working hard, and we're excited to watch what he does here in the future.
when he was working with you guys specifically, what was the genesis of that? What was kind of the focus when he was doing that?
Well, we have, you know, several of our players will cross over and work with other individual groups during practice. It's not uncommon that just, you know, one player did this. Aaron, in this case, worked with the receivers and us in the drills. But it's not uncommon that several of our players, whether it's a running back or whether it's Julian Edelman crossing over to do something else on special teams or any of our other players. So it's, you know, it's not uncommon that we work with other position coaches. And obviously he was over there working on his pass catching, and that's the extent of it.
Chad, do you still keep in touch with Troy Brown at all?
I do. I do keep in touch with Troy Brown and consider him a friend of mine. And I saw him recently and do stay in contact with him.
What are some of your memories of those days back with him and then having, you know, known what he did after that?
Well, obviously, they're really good memories. He was an outstanding player in college and a good friend then. And he just was a, you know, he was what you guys know him as a Patriot player. He was a great team guy, and he was very unselfish and always understood his role. And I was fortunate to be around Troy, and I'm glad that he's, you know, he's around the area at times to be around us.
How much did he help you, if at all, in your transition to the organization?
Well, I didn't have much contact with him, you know, on the transition of the organization, and most of our relationship is outside of the organization, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty clear from watching Brandon Tate on special teams that he's got some skills. Where does he go from here as a receiver? Like, what's the next step for him, or what's the next focus specifically at the receiver position?
Yeah, the next step for Brandon is really the next step for the next guy in our room, and that's just to keep working hard, do the best job he can of the role we ask him to do, and I think that's all Brandon needs to do at this point is just to keep working hard. I'm real excited about Brandon Tate. He has a lot of ability like some of our other players in the room do, and there's no doubt he will keep working hard because that's the type of person he is.
You know, Bill kind of laughed yesterday when we asked about Moss's one-handed catch, saying he's seen it like a dozen times in practice. So when he does something like that, do you kind of shrug a little bit too, or are you still impressed like the first time he does something like that?
Well, I think I've seen it a dozen times too, so I'm right on the same page with Coach Belichick on that. It's something that obviously was an outstanding play, but it's a play that we've seen him make several times in practice. There's no doubt about it. It was an outstanding play, and we've seen him make it at practice.
Thanks.
You guys, come on.
Thanks, Deb.